I wrote this sermon a very long time ago. Over the years, okay, I wrote it back in 2002. Over the years and studying more about Islam, Islam is the most, there aren't any words rotten enough to describe what Islam is. Islam is pure evil. Okay, I know a lot of people have different concepts of evil, but Islam is pure evil, and of course they try to rationalize. There isn't anything more odious, repulsive, or ugly than Islam. It's worse than fundamentalist Christianity. It's just completely vile in every respect. There's nothing good about it. It's total rot. And it's got to be completely eradicated from the face of this earth if there's ever going to be any peace or any decent frame of mind for humanity. I mean, this is really, really evil. Total evil. There's nothing good about it. I mean, it's vile. Okay, this is an old sermon, but I've got newer ones. I'll be doing audio sermons on. And I'm telling you, well, at any rate, Islam. Islam is an offshoot of Christianity. This religion has brought untold suffering, wars, and misery upon the human race. Upon close examination, we find the same nefarious alien characters. The Christian angel Gabriel appeared to Muhammad and heaped on more of these anti-life teachings in the form of Islam, designed to further enslave humanity and to create more conflicts and wars. In contrast, Satan's angels, the demons, teach and help humanity if they are treated respectfully. You will know them by their works. In other words, don't believe what you are told to believe. See what they do, not what they say. Women are treated lower than animals in Islamic countries. I recall seeing a most horrendous photo of a small woman in Yemen with a tow truck chain pounded through her forearm. Her crime was that she ran away from her abusive Islamic husband and was caught. She was also returned to her husband, and in Islam, the husband can beat the wife or do whatever, even kill her. I mean, she has no rights whatsoever, and the way they treat animals is enough to make you vomit as well. They're just completely vile. Islam is spiritual rot. Okay, Afghani women have to wear heavy garb covering their entire bodies. They look out of a little net. If they accidentally expose any skin, they are beaten with clubs by Islamic men. Islamic women must walk 3 feet behind their husband on the streets. Only in times of war are they forced to walk 3 feet in front, as there are landmines. Islamic women eat the leavings from the dinner plates of their husbands and any men guests their husbands have in their homes. They are treated lower than dogs. It is no wonder these people are so eager to kill themselves through suicide bombings. What kind of a life is this, to treat significant others so heinously under the direction of a bloodthirsty monster they call Allah? They get to where they have to blow themselves up. And where is Allah? And, I mean, most of these people, because basically they don't have any access to literature, like in Yemen and these different countries, they're kept illiterate, a lot of, especially the women, and it's limited what the men have. I mean, they're so stupid, they can't see, like, the Palestinians and all the stuff over there. I mean, where they're at. For slavishly worshipping this piece of shit, Allah. This pig shit. Where are these people at? I mean, they're blowing themselves up. They never get any help. They're just a total desperation. And yet, 5 times a day, they prostrate themselves before this pile of pig shit. And that's all that maggot is. He's a maggot. But anyway, and this is very serious. Because I'm telling you, okay, I'm telling you right now, and this is 2017. What these sons of bitches are doing is they're taking over the governments in the countries that they're infesting, like in Europe and in some places in the United States. And they're instituting Islamic law. And I'm not kidding. You know, I know a lot of people just can't be bothered. They're too weak to do anything or whatever. But unless we really, really fight this vile and vicious pestilence, when they take over and they institute Islamic law, life as we know it will cease to exist. I mean, it's like you're better off dead. So we better fight and do something, you know. And these Christian idiots keep aiding and abetting them. Christianity works for whatever is going to destroy civilization and the human race. The Christian religion and the idiots that follow it are right behind it. So we better do something.